Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. We are live back at the house because the studio is shut down. In the crib, I got with me Emmanuel.
Yo.
I got Cam.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
I heard people complaining about the sound.
Well, Cam just said they just wanted to make sure he was loud
enough. Why I look little on the thingamajig? Like, my thingies are smaller than y'all's. Go ahead, talk, Ron. Say something.
Check.
Look at that big-ass check.
Rome been hating on my bars all morning. I've been giving
nobody, them bars for 2 hours. Spit some of them bars, man. Bars.
Give me a beat.
Go ahead.
Give me a beat. Let me get it, because Rome been hating. These double entendres. Let me see what I got. Honey. I make some bees. Let me pollinate your earbuds. Clean like soap. Let it roll off of my back like soap suds. Let's get it. Rapping. Nigga, I'm spitting. Nigga, off the dome is not written. Black socks with the camo pants. Kiss my ass, camo pants. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that boy spit.
Spitting.
Give up. Him his credit, Ron.
Spitting up.
Why you hating?
He always.
Why you making it dark skin versus middle skin?
Two hours. 2 hours. I've been hitting him over his head top, as they were saying.
He been hitting you over the top with these type of bars the whole time.
Whole time.
People worried about coronavirus and all this. And you over here not congratulating your mans.
I'm trying to ease his day.
When he giving you great entertainment.
With these bars I spray all day.
It's people like you on the internet right now. It's because of y'all we got the coronavirus.
Instead of hating, you should be congratulating.
You need to congratulate.
Running through these bars like I'm Walter Payton.
Look at that.
Loving basketball since Nia Lathan.
He just COVID 19 that thing. COVID?
I'm a Colt or a Bronco like Peyton. Manny, how many bars you want? I got plenty. Cars you want? I drive many. Fiat, that's a mini. Minnesota mini.
He used your team as a reference. He used the Denver Broncos as a reference.
As a reference. That's my preference.
That's
learn your lesson. NFC, that's my conference. Put a circle around this hater like circumference.
Woo!
Divide your ass like a pie. Eat your ass, but I'm a guy, so I won't.
Pie's 3.14, nigga.
I eat a girl booty.
Pie is 3.14, nigga. What you gonna do?
One of my offensive tackles' name is Joe Looney.
Joe Looney!
He a backup, but sometimes he start. I know that shit stink if he fart.
Let's end this right now, because I don't think he got heart.
Because he dark. Like Vader. But I'm greater.
Keep spitting that shit.
I would say hi, but I'm going to see you later. Woo! Hasta luego. That's how you say it in Spanish.
Spanish?
Come on, man. You about to get banished. Let's get it.
Come on, man. Come on. He ended with a let's get it. That's an affirmation.
Taught you something, too, because he don't speak Spanish.
I thought he was going to start rapping again. I got worried.
He from North Carolina.
You from North Carolina? You don't get Spanish in North Carolina?
Well, they used to eat in diners. All I wear is designer. Sometimes. Let's get it. Start this podcast. He done over here, y'all.
This nigga said an affirmation to start. That's one of the best intros I heard all year.
I'm saying I've been spitting all morning. I'm warmed up now.
That's one of the best intros. I would dap you up, but it's not a good time for that.
Yep. I was a little cold this morning, but I'm warmed up now.
Ooh,
bars all
maybe
day.
That might be the cure for corona. Warm yourself up. Start spitting.
Send me
bars.
To the hospital. I spit in any room.
Ooh.
Over any patient. Because I got patients.
This nigga here. He's the next coming of Silk the Shocker, nigga. He's the next coming of Silk the Shocker. And you not giving him credit right now in 2020. It's
you 2020. Need to get out of here like a vacation. Drink these bars like libations.
I don't know, Rome.
Need to be free like a liberation.
I don't know, Rome.
Let's get it. Know. Come on, man. Let's go. Do your job, host.
Mm. I have to experience the worst 5 minutes of my life. Let's continue this podcast, guys. Corona, man, is out here, and it's getting wild. It's getting wild out here. What's going on? What's going on in the system? We got bans from bars now in L.A.
Just say everything. It's pretty much everything.
Yeah, I think.
Bars, gyms, yeah. Restaurants you can't dine in. You can take out or get delivered.
Is theaters officially?
There's closed. Theaters down.
Closed.
Malls? Have they shut down the mall?
I mean, they should.
Ain't I can't post
in
up
anyway.
In no mall no more.
I don't, think, yeah, I don't think nobody's posting up in the mall.
You can't post up in the mall at a time like this?
I don't think anybody was posting up in the mall. Yeah, we ain't done that in a long time.
Post up, grab some numbers.
Yeah, you
then
know.
Grab some food.
Mm-hmm.
That was the middle school life there.
Nothing else mattered.
You don't just grab food, you grab samples.
Oh, yeah. You grab samples
of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you was eating everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the rich schools grab food.
The regular people, we grab, you know,
yeah.
What we could.
Yeah, what we could. But the rich schools, they grab full-fledged food. And so, one college, we grabbed the Dairy Queen box. that was a good box.
Yeah, but Corona, man. Corona is the main topic everywhere in this world. It's affecting everywhere in the world for the most part.
Does it have to be the main topic?
I mean, what's bigger than this right now, honestly?
Yeah, what is affecting people's lives more than this?
Right? Yeah.
I wrote down everything else we're going to talk about after Corona, and that really don't matter. That's just a preference, but Corona matters.
Oh, okay. At first, I thought everything said Corona and.
That would have been
awesome. I thought everything said that would have been. Because honestly, Corona and sports, you should have put that.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, it is affecting everything.
What I tell them about how fast it's spreading in Italy, from what you heard.
So I've been talking to a friend that lives in Italy, and yesterday she told me.
See how he slid in there, so he slid that in there. Go ahead. What'd she say?
You want me to rap about it?
God, no.
I'll drop some bars.
No, I want the governor to ban you from bars.
They've been on lockdown 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
From two weeks ago, everyone's working from home. The government's paying people, you know, their things, and you can go out, I guess, like to the grocery store, like to walk your dog or something. But for the most part, everyone's locked down. They say it was supposed to be until April, like 3rd, but now they're saying it may go to May.
Yep.
She said 20,000 people were affected yesterday. This morning, she says, rose to 25,000 already.
Shit.
Just within those couple of hours. So, and that's the second most highly populated area with Corona right now. You know, it's first, you know, it's China, but then Italy.
How about the deaths?
I got to go look at corona.help, but it's been a lot of deaths.
What do you think is the way that it's spreading the easiest right now? Like, is it because people just don't know they have it, or are people still out doing shit?
I just think a lot of people don't know they have it because, you know, they say you can live in your system before you affect it. So I know a lot of people, like LA, the numbers are low because those are the cases of people that's sick and probably went to the hospital.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
once we get the test and everyone start going testing, those numbers probably going to rise dramatically. Start. And then people really going to panic.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you got to stay calm, honestly, and just wash your hands and keep disinfecting everything.
But I also think that just panic and anxiety is not good for your body either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're doing first, then you're already opening yourself up to a bunch of nonsense. So first and foremost, stay calm, like relax.
Yeah.
Relax. If you home and you safe, cool. Like you good, but like
que sera sera. What shall be will be. Just relax.
That's nice. I like what you did there. I have a burgundy sweater like that.
Dog, stop looking at my sweaters.
No, I like your sweater.
Stop looking at my sweaters.
Now Emmanuel had Corona about 3 weeks ago.
Definitely had Corona 3 weeks.
Cause that shit hit him out of nowhere.
I had see, this is the worst time too, cause like up until, you know, 3 weeks ago, still, I mean, still, is this still winter?
Right now? Yeah, I don't think it's officially spring. It's right at the edge.
It's on the cusp.
It's on the cusp.
We're about to enter spring.
But during wintertime, you know, flu season was kind of heavy this year.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people were getting attacked. But the thing is, was that Corona?
It could have been.
And a lot of people weren't tested? Because I felt a lot of those symptoms that they talk about. You know,
like outside, you felt it in your chest and all that?
Yeah, I started wheezing a little bit. Yeah. I was like, this don't usually happen when I, you know, get sick. But, you know, I got over it. I think I got two other people infected, but they got over it. And, you know, hopefully we're all good now. But I don't know. You know, our demographic isn't. Here's the thing. We don't know, man. We just don't know.
What
they always say it's 70 and up or it's unhealthy people.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
But like the first person, like not the first person to die, but the doctor in Wuhan, right,
mm-hmm.
who found out about the disease, tried to report it, whatever, got in trouble for it. He died of it. He was 34 years old.
Mm-hmm. Two things.
And he was a doctor. And I know, one, you're going to say that government probably took him out.
That could be one possibility. Okay. But two, we don't know any other underlining health effects, health issues he had.
Right. I understand that, but it was just... It was concerned.
It was the government. It was the government.
It was probably the government.
It was the government. It was the government. Now, scenario.
I got one question.
Oh, go ahead.
Can you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Does Harvey Weinstein still go to jail during this time?
Yeah.
Yes. And we're going to get to that. He's on here.
So okay. All right.
Still on Corona.
Okay.
Dude.
It's a part of Corona, though.
If we're quarantined, does... Like, what if the government has been housing zombies, right? What if this is a whole zombie project that they're about to release once they, you know, they're putting us all in the house. They got military
out. We would have saw it on social media by now.
Already the zombies.
One zombie would have
been out. Would have been out already.
Yeah, we
were talking about the other day. We said as long as the zombies are the walking dead zombies, we're okay.
Walking dead zombies is the key word.
Second best is I Am Legend zombies because they only come out at night.
That's the scariest.
World War Z is the
World
scariest.
War Z
okay,
is
because they're anytime
and they're crazy.
They're anytime they're fast.
But the world, I mean, the Will Smith giant, they were fast. Too.
They were fast.
But see, here's the thing: like they only come out at night, so you have that one advantage over them. They can't come out in light. So what you do is, like how they trapped him. That's how they, you know, they smart.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, just do what you need to do during the day.
Yep.
Try to, you know, get up out of there as safely as possible. Stay in at night. Don't make no noise.
That's it. Yeah. I can't do the World War Z. It's over for us.
To be honest with you, it's funny because if a zombie situation was to happen right now, the safest place to be, at least for black people and us, would be the hood.
Yeah.
Let's gather all our guns and fight this one. Wouldn't it be the hood? It would just be like, let's all strap up.
But it always comes to some point.
The suburbs would be the scariest.
With the zombies, when you guys start worrying about humans, and then the worst place would be the hood.
At the beginning,
at the end,
it gets a little wild after a while.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
But my thing is, what do you think, because this is, you know, prediction, how bad do you think it's going to get?
I think this is going to go on for a couple months, man. Be honest.
I give it about another 2 months, to be honest. Now, they say we quarantined for 2 weeks. I think we're going to be quarantined longer.
Like, so the only place that said that, I mean, we got to look at the past, right? I mean, what happened recently with Wuhan, in Wuhan.
Yeah.
Was, you know, they say they contained it, right, recently. But how true is that? You know what I'm saying? Do we believe their government when they're shutting people down from, you know, freedom of speech? They don't have freedom of speech in this communist country. So,
Now,
I don't know. So nobody else has it contained, right?
When we say get worse.
Well, they say, I heard Canada, maybe.
Contained or it hasn't gotten there
contained
yet?
But I saw the article, I didn't click on it. So I don't know if it was true or a lie, but that's the only other place I've seen with that.
Yeah.
Now, when we say get worse, what do we mean? Like, as in just spread more?
Well, honestly, if you say this goes on for two more months, that is worse to me. Because now it's like, what happens with, is that 2 months we have to stay inside? Like, everything's closed? What happens with rent?
Yeah, the biggest thing is the economy.
The economy, yeah.
Like, what the hell happens? Like, you know, what's about to crash?
Italy, they're paying their people to stay home and paying them their money. Like, but what about rent and stuff?
They can't shop or nothing? Yeah, they might be able to pay rent.
No, but I'm saying rent may have to be, you know, what's that? It starts with an M.
Some type of
I know exactly what
you're talking about. Something. I forgot the word. But yeah, it may have to be postponed and payments. The only thing that'd be open is like grocery stores and stuff.
Yeah.
At least, but that's bad.
No,
that'd
be
really bad for people that had to stay home that long.
Yeah. And you got to even think now, like, this, like, if you think it doesn't affect you, even from a creator standpoint, online person. You know, you get paid off of ad money. If the companies don't have the ad money to pay you because people aren't buying their products because everybody's at home right now and just staying at home and not worried about whatever the fuck, building a website right now or whatever it may be, you're not going to get paid.
Yeah.
That money's going to dry up. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's going to drop for some companies, and some companies is going to boost because it's going to be so much viewership. They still gonna want to put their things out because they know this is not gonna last forever. So some people may bite the bullet and may be able to afford through this drought, and they'll be pumping money still because, like, streaming services are gonna boom right now.
Yeah,
with movie theaters now, streaming services are gonna boom. Online content,
yeah,
gonna
boom. All those things are gonna naturally boom. It's not like promotion will handle that because the companies that, let's say, I don't know, like what's typically promoted, like Blue Chew, right?
Ain't nobody worried
about Blue Chew at a time like this.
What's Blue Chew?
Blue Chew is like a Viagra type of pill. For guys,
that's why I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's heavily promoted on podcasts and stuff. Mm. But you know, like who's, you know, that's probably going to go down. They're probably going to take away their ad.
It's a lot of babies going to be made during this crisis.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a lot of Capricorns going.
Because in China right now, I saw this article, dog. It said that the divorce rate has spiked. hold on. Let me pull this up.
That's
real quick.
Funny.
It said the divorce rate has spiked in China due to couples being at home too long together now.
I can see
because
that.
They're on lockdown.
I can see that.
And look, they've had over 300. Okay, divorce rate spikes across China after couples spend too much time together during coronavirus home quarantines, officials claim.
But here's the thing.
That's hilarious. You spend too much time together, you get sick of each other and want a divorce.
Some people may divorce. Some people, this may bring their relationship back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you forced to be stuck. So if I'm going to be stuck here, let's just talk. Let's work through this.
It go one of the two ways.
Because I think that's the biggest thing we all should be looking at. This is all, we all got set down. We all been humbled. Right. Everyone got to sit their ass down and just be at home.
Yep.
So take advantage of this. Learn that one business you wanted to learn, or start that business you wanted to start, or read that book you've been neglecting, or build that puzzle that you were putting off. Like, just take advantage of this time. Don't
talk
waste
to
it.
Some family and friends you haven't talked to in a while. Like,
all
know,
of that.
Because you got time.
I think even though with all the bad that's going to come from it, a lot of good's going to come from it. Like, let's start with the economy first. Yes, the economy's going to suffer. It's going down. But it's going to build a lot of wealth right now. All these people buying up these stocks that will rebound one day, they're getting it at a discount. Like, they cut interest rates right now. So there's a lot of stuff you could do with that.
You could take a flight for mad cheap right now if you wanted to.
If they allow you.
I don't know. Did you see the O'Hare
post? They did. They're stopping.
All those people
even
from
state to state, state to state, they're stopping.
They've been
flights,
talking
right?
about
they're
that. Talking about it ain't being infected yet. But if that happens, you know.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
But I think it's a lot of good. And I think a lot of future businesses is going to be made because of this. Because a lot of people are like, I can never no longer depend on one income anymore.
Right.
Just in case something like this. I need more control over my income. So that's going to start businesses. And then it's going to start new businesses that combat something like this in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that will be yet. But
right.
And a lot of good is going to happen, too.
You know, I've stated before that, you know, I love disruption. You know, I hate that disruption comes at a negative cost when sometimes. Yeah. But sometimes it does. And the reason I like it is because, you know, and not that I want to see anybody die. I don't like, you know, I hate that this has to happen, period.
Yeah.
But when these things do happen, they often breed something good at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They often breed new ideas, new technologies, new forms of, you know, with this thing, we might have new ways to sanitize rooms, new ways to, you know, new gloves that come out that help sanitize, whatever it may be. It might not even just be that. It might be even, you know, when we're in times like that, we might get a better form of communication if there is such thing outside on our cellular models. If something like this happens again, like I was thinking the other day, like I don't know if cell phone companies have done this, but like phone bills should be free right now, right? During a time of crisis like this,
some
shit,
cell phone
shit.
Companies are doing like a 60-day thing, like they can't cut your service for the next like 2 months or something like that.
Cell phone and internet, because that's the only way everything's going to continue. Oh, yeah. If we didn't have that, then
we learned that internet's not a luxury.
Yeah,
it's utility. Yeah, we use it. We need it now at this point.
Yeah,
that's the main way for us to communicate. Honestly, even if they do shut off phones, like, we still got internet where we'd be like, all right, I'll just FaceTime you, or everyone start downloading Skype again.
Right, right.
Whatever they need to communicate.
I still got
it.
Or even like WhatsApp. Like, I remember when the hurricane was heavy in Bahamas and all, they were like, they'll still let you WhatsApp.
There's still
other stuff you can download, like these walkie-talkie apps. It was all kind of stuff. So it'll be a way for communicating.
Another thing that's crazy, too, that makes this thing kind of surreal, that it's been raining this whole week in LA.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to continue to rain.
So for about another 5 days or
something like that. And how ironic. It's like, this is the most, like, it's rained in a while.
The only time we had like maybe two, three years ago, we had like that. It was like a two-week period where it was raining like that.
Yeah.
And not since then has it been raining like this. It's been rainy.
There was another weird thing that happened, too, was the a bunch of CEOs have left their companies.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed?
I read I read something where it was talking about like how CEOs are gonna start leaving their companies to cover up for their like pedophilia and stuff like that. But they're gonna use Corona as like, oh, people are gonna start saying they got the Corona, but it's really a cover up to. I read something, I was like, pedophilia, this is all type of shit.
I think it's a smart move from a business standpoint. Like, if you was ready to leave or they knew they wanted to fire you, mm-hmm. this is the best time to do it because they could do it without having it being headline news.
Right.
Like, yeah, he left, they gonna announce it.
But
back to this Corona, which is more important. So if there was a time to change the, you know, the structure of your business, this is it.
Yeah.
So interesting, man.
And then this toilet paper thing. Let's talk about it real quick. Why was that the first thing to go and not everything else?
I'm so mad. There was this article that talked about it because the same thing just happened recently in Australia, too.
The toilet paper.
Yeah, the toilet paper. They went ham on the toilet paper. I don't know.
Because the stores restocked.
It's one of the weirdest things.
Somebody went, they was telling us money, like some stores have already restocked.
It's restocked. Yeah, it's people forget stores restock at least every day.
So I don't know why people went so ham on toilet paper and not like stuff for your immune system.
I'll tell you why. I mean, it's crazy, but you know, because you could, if you run out of toilet paper, just shower or whatever. But because they thought, at first, it was going to be fully locked down. Well, we couldn't even go to the grocery store.
People
wanted to be fully prepared just in case. But now that we know, even when stuff gets shut down, the grocery store will still be open.
Yeah,
I think that's going to ease people's mind a little bit.
The crazy thing is, though, but still, like, the first thing to go was toilet paper.
Yeah, it was the first
thing. Like, cans of food and everything was still like, the first thing to go was toilet paper.
I'll explain to you then. For me, I'm not necessarily scared right now. I'm preparing because everyone else is scared. So I got to prepare so everything just gone when I need to go get it. So it's like, if you in the grocery store, you just going and you just start seeing everyone grab the toilet tissue, like, well, shit, let me just grab some just in case while I'm right here.
But,
so once
but
people
a whole
see, it's like monkey
full.
See, monkey do,
yeah.
People just start panicking. And then once they start seeing the clips online, they're like, well, I need to go get some before it's gone.
Yeah.
And we went to five places and it was all gone.
That shit was fun. Like,
but then I just went to the baby section, got a bunch of wet wipes.
Yeah, got some wet wipes.
We ain't got paper towels. Like, it come worse to worse. Hey, I got the
wet wipes
Kleenex
hold you down.
Tissue.
Yeah, wet wipes. I need wet wipes in my life. I love wet wipes.
Yeah, wet wipes. They hold you down. They keep the butt cleansed.
That's what
you got hair in your butt. Use them wet wipes.
What's the name? Trick Daddy said.
He said no grown man should have crust in his drawers. Use wet ones.
Use wet ones.
He said that on MTV Cribs. Look it up.
That's hilarious.
Use wet ones.
Use wet ones.
Use wet ones. But yeah, what else is going on with Corona before we keep going? I'm trying
comedy.
Oh yeah, comedy booming right now.
And, no, I'm talking about the comedy people are making because of Corona.
Oh yeah,
including us.
Including us.
We got hot with the pictures.
I'm trying to see
Corona Nova.
What the Halloween one?
The Halloween one was that
one went off. Like
that one went off.
What did that get
on TikTok? That's even now
the Corona Nova ads,
and that one's at 34,000. Yeah.
Nice.
Shout out
to all y'all making that and getting some views on that.
And yo, follow our TikTok too. It's Dormtainment TV. And then even like I'm trying to go to our Dormtainment page. Like,
and don't lie to us, say you ain't got time, because we know you got time.
Oh, you got time. The one on Dormtainment's page got 39,000 views and 379 comments right now. Even when me and Cam was in the grocery store, that got 50,000 views and 235
That's some real shit.
Comments.
It's relatable.
Corona Nova got about 10,000 likes with 420 comments. That was a great idea. That was a great idea. And these fits just look funny.
Right.
But comedy is booming. I mean, but the money being lost right now from comedians, singers, entertainers is
like
wild.
Tours. Like every this Netflix comedy special, festival, they got to stop.
Yeah,
they ain't announced nothing yet, but they gonna have to stop because you ain't gonna be able to go to no venues.
I mean, the government already said no gatherings.
No, but it said till the 31st.
Till 31st,
unless further notice, which is probably gonna happen.
It's probably
but as of right now,
50
say the 31st,
right?
Huh? Yeah, it's like some.
So
some
they
people
said not even 50 people.
Yeah.
That's just
who would want to go out like who's gonna go out the day after they say, all right, well, we got it under control.
Rome.
I don't think it's a good time to go. I still would hold off. So. Like, yeah, I'm
you gotta hold off a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm just like, a little bit.
Maybe a week, even another week, just to see, yo, like, is it under control? Like,
honestly, the main thing we have to look forward to is this testing. That's gonna really set everything up. When we get these numbers back from testing, you're going to see how real or how real it ain't.
Right.
Yeah.
when those stats drop. Yeah. So.
Ain't a word.
It is in the South.
Yeah, it is in the South.
But you see what I did there.
Ain't a word. I see what you did there. Yeah. New music drops.
Yeah, man. The two big music drops for me was J Electronica and Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they both were. It took Corona to get J Electronica to drop an album. Yeah. He couldn't go nowhere
no
more.
It took Corona.
So he was strapped in the studio. He said, okay, why not?
They did take Corona because.
And the extra treat on it, it just felt like a Watch the Throne album because Jay-Z is almost on every track, which is just a blessing that none of us saw coming. He was rapping.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
No, I only listened to two songs.
Yeah, I listened to like three or four.
I need to listen to the whole album, but I was trying to survive this. But yeah, I'm just happy, man. Like, J Electronica is amazing artist. He's like that Dr. Dre in a way where he takes too much time. Maybe he's also partying or whatever. He kind of looked like he could be in your family, like y'all could be out a lot.
I can see him being like a distant cousin.
Or something like that. Yeah. but yeah, and Jay-Z is always my favorite rapper. He's gonna get me excited on anything.
It's like wine, man. It just gets better with
fine
time.
Wine. Yep.
How old is Jay-Z now?
50? He gotta be like 80.
80-50.
Oh, what's the name of his club?
Oh, so he 40-40.
40-40. There you go. It's 40-40.
40-40.
But yeah, he rapping on there.
Yeah,
they both rapping on there. But Jay-Z, Jay-Z
poetry.
Is it one that stands out to you the most? Like, there's a certain song or not?
My favorite song is Blinding.
Blinding.
Which one's that I hear?
Let me pull it up.
Pull it up.
The right title. I don't want to butcher the title of it.
The title.
Hold on, y'all. Yes, The Blinding featuring Travis Scott. That's one of my favorites for sure. Because I like the beat. I like the flow Jay-Z caught.
I didn't hear that one yet. Is Travis Scott is on it?
Yeah, he just like on the hook. A real short hook. But I just like it, man. Because I like Substance. That's why I said, when I posted, I said, this is not for y'all melodic heads. It's for us people that like Substance.
I mean, I'm sure it's some melodicness in it.
It's definitely some melodic in there. Yeah. But
I heard Flux Capacitor, Shiny Suit Theory.
Shiny Suit Theory, oh.
And Universal Soldier. I didn't know that.
You know, that came out years ago. But okay. That's why everyone was shocked they made the album. Mm-hmm. That was like one of the last songs you got from him, right? Jay-Z.
I just got to listen to the whole thing straight.
But it's great. But as I was saying, back to the melodic thing.
I just got breaking news that Idris Elba has it.
Damn.
Has Corona. Shout out to Idris. Hope you get better.
Well, we just found that out while we're recording, so that's wild.
Although he looks like a superhero, he is older, right? How old is Idris?
He's 40-something probably.
Yeah, he should
probably
be good.
50.
Good. Tom Hanks can hang out for a little bit on the beach or something.
Just quarantine themselves on the actor's beach.
He said, this morning I tested positive for COVID-19. He tweeted, I feel okay. I have no symptoms so far, but have been isolated since I found out about my possible exposure to the virus. Stay home, people, and be pragmatic. I'll keep you updated on how I'm doing.
Your reading got better.
Yeah, you know, that was good.
Pretty solid. Yeah.
You know, under extreme duress, that's when I shine.
Okay, got you.
That's when I shine.
So when the world is under the most stress,
give me a book.
That's when you
give me a fucking book.
That's when you read the best.
Give me a fucking book.
Pretty good.
All right, that's interesting news.
Trying to protect my lungs. I smoked a little bit before.
The dispensary, there was a lot of cars in that parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, marijuana is popping right now.
Oh, yeah.
Popping.
Because people trying to de-stress.
But look, here's the thing, though.
Shockingly, alcohol isn't, though. At least where we at, because I went to the, there was, at one of the grocery stores, everything was gone pretty much, except the liquor section. Like, everything was still there.
I mean, people got to get water and shit.
Here's the thing.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, people want something
some
to distract.
I got two bottles of wine.
Picked up your wine.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the weed. I understand why people are going, because, you know, if they're going to be stuck in the house and maybe the dispensaries may close down, they one day weed. Mm-hmm. The bad thing is a backfire when you get munchies. Now you're going to be running through your supply. That's hilarious. Honestly.
Me and Cam was in the kitchen last night. We was like, I just want to eat.
Right. You know, people eat from boredom, too.
Yeah, of course.
Damn, I just want to eat. So I got up and made two waffles. I'm like, this supposed to be my supply.
You know who should be popping right now? Like at-home workout video. People that do like
trainers are just giving their at-home workout.
Yeah, they got it on IG. It should be popping. Because I used one this morning. What are you going to do right now?
Yeah.
Like everybody got to stay. Everybody got to stay in the house to work out. So.
You can work out, read, masturbate.
Masturbate. You can waste your time with masturbation. You probably want to just do that for the evening or something.
Yeah, you can say. I think you can. You can schedule it
once a week.
Some people want more than once a week. Yeah,
some people are, you know, by themselves.
Some people use it to go to bed. Some people use masturbation to go to sleep.
This is one of the worst times to be single for some people.
Yeah.
Some people getting mad lonely right now. Yeah. Man, I don't got nobody. I'm just in the house by myself.
Yeah. Not if you're an introvert. This is some of the best times. It's like, prepared for this. You made for this.
But here's the thing about introverts. Introverts still want somebody.
Yeah.
But they like their space, but they want to cuddle up and shit.
Well, they're going to find out for this little vacation that we about to all go on if they really were introverts or not.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're all social creatures, whether you're extrovert or introvert. Right.
We live in a house with each other, you're going to suffer.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
Because we don't live by ourselves, so it's not that bad. Because if I just want to come out and talk, I can just come. No.
Here's the thing, though. It's not that bad, but then it could be bad for the spread of a virus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's two ways to look at it. Like,
you're talking about if you got roommates?
Yeah. That's the thing. True. Especially roommates that don't want to stay home. You know, if they don't listen, they like, I'm going to the party regardless. Yeah. I don't think you should go.
I don't think you should go to the party. It was niggas on Miami Beach this spring break just partying together. I was like, y'all is wilding right now.
Before they stop state to state flying and you stuck in the airport.
Just go home.
Go home.
But yeah, it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks. I don't think it's going to be that bad as people are making it seem, but I guess if you're not used to just chilling, then it could be. But this is perfect time to catch up on rest and all the other good things. Like saying, read, get your business started. All the good. There's so many good things that you can do while you're at home. You still got FaceTime. You can FaceTime your friends. You can talk to them.
And all these things that you could do will distract you from just stressing over the news. If you easily worry, like, you don't need to be reading everything all day.
Nah.
Check in on once or twice a day, and then for the rest of the day, be productive, man.
Yeah. I want to go back quick. You said once a week thing, masturbation.
Well, y'all just said you don't want to spend too much time doing it. So I just said, all right, just try once a week.
I'm just trying to figure out, is once a week, like, I'm trying to figure out where I'm at in my masturbation journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not as fun as it used to be. It's business.
It hasn't been fun since,
like, 25, 26.
No, way before that.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's business now.
It's business. Because as soon as I'm done, I'm like,
As you're done, sex looks nasty.
Everything looks nasty.
Like,
disgusting.
You may be so horny before, like, I'm going to do it again. You're like, ugh. You look in the mirror like,
Who are you?
What are you?
Yeah. Because, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I masturbated 4 times one time in a day. And
God damn.
And I don't know when. This was a while ago. And I was like, what's wrong with me? It was like in the morning time.
2 days ago?
Yeah, it was like a week. It was like a morning time. Then I hit like a mid morning. Then I did like an afternoon and night. I was like, "What's wrong with me?"
Was I here in the house?
No, I lived in Atlanta by myself.
I'm about to say that's almost impossible to do when you have roommates, like especially when we got stuff to do.
At
some point, someone gonna interrupt you. Like that peace of mind won't let you masturbate.
Yeah, because you're on the edge.
You gotta live alone to do 4 times in one day.
That's like on Don John when he did like 11 times. I'm like, no, this nigga is going.
He was at it.
He was at it. He was going through. With this type of weather and this type of situation, I can see if somebody masturbates a little more than usual. I get it.
Yeah. But my mind is so occupied. Yeah. Like,
I'm not thinking about that.
I'm not thinking about it unless my body just gets horny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it ain't like me just Yeah, let me go, master. You're not even being.
You know, that's why we made a song, No Reason. Sometimes it happens. It might happen, but.
I'm just so focused on trying to, you know.
Just get better.
Make the best of this and trying to prepare for what may be coming.
I need to ask Amanda. Amanda, thinking about what's that. I should wait till you grab the mic. But what's the most times you've, like, masturbated in a day? I was telling them one time I masturbated 4 times in a day. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah. It was probably like 3-4.
Like 3-4. Yeah. It was just one of them days. Woke up. I was like, man. What? I said I hit like a morning. Then I hit like a mid-morning afternoon.
Right, right.
Then I hit like a late afternoon and then like a nighttime before I went to bed.
Yes.
And I was like, what's wrong with me? Why?
Have you ever had double back-to-back?
Back-to-back is.
We talked about that. We said, you will say that before you start. And as soon as you nut, you're done. Like,
yeah.
I'm good.
Sometimes.
Move the mic around real quick.
Mic check.
There you go.
Yeah. Mic check. Mm. All right. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. You know, you feel a little, you know, you extra bored.
Not extrovert, you know, extra bored.
Extra bored, extra horny, extrovert. You start.
But
beating.
I told him, I said, with a mixture of butt on the internet, weather,
yeah,
and the circumstances we in,
yep.
I can see if the rate goes up. I get it.
Definitely. I mean, it has gone up.
Birdie reported that.
Yeah, it's the most they've ever had. Most of these ever. So porn stars are killing. That's another thing you could throw in the category. Yeah. Porn is killing it.
Porn is killing
Corona
it.
Corona ain't stopping that boner.
Oh, yeah. Corona ain't stopping
corona
the boner.
Corona ain't stopping the boner.
That's what I wrote on the Meg Thee Stallion's poster. I said, you gave me a Corona boner.
Whoever Meg Thee Stallion, man, is happy right now.
Oh, he chilling. Yeah, he good.
What's up, y'all?
He good. Yeah. He's so relaxed. He's a zen. Yeah.
It's gonna be a chill nigga summer.
What I found is funny too. Like, it's been times where I'm like, all right, I won't masturbate, right? And then I'm like, because I know I'm gonna get some pussy on like Friday,
right?
Get some pussy, and then I'm like, I'm gonna be good. Once I get some vagina, I'm good.
Yeah.
Then the next day, I'll be more horny than before.
Fuck,
I'm
right?
Like, what the fuck, man? Because you done opened up a whole
new. Oh, yeah. It's just Pandora's box. Especially with some new pussy, too.
You got some new vagina.
You
ain't worried about that now. Ain't nobody coming nowhere.
Yeah, ain't nobody going
ain't
nowhere.
Ain't no corona and chilling.
Ain't no corona and chilling. Because you just don't know who got what.
Yeah, you got to just stay away from people.
Not only that, the surviving. You got, if someone come over now, I got to feed you, possibly. You running through my supply.
Yeah, and you need to sit the fuck. Sit the fuck.
I would think that person would have a little more courtesy and bring over some chips with them. Something. Like, we in the times of crisis.
You'd be like, hey, baby, you going to come over? Yeah, I'm going to come over. All right, well, you going to bring a pack of greens or something?
Yeah, but bring some greens and some hand sanitizer and meet me over at the crib. let me wax that ass.
Because you just don't know who's
on. Now, when you do, you know, when you on the ass, now you put some hand sanitizer on instead of oils just on that ass.
Other thing is, like, even if you want to go kick it with a girl, it's like, cool. I trust you, but then I'm like, I don't know where you've been in the past.
I don't know.
48 hours.
I don't know. It could just be store.
It could be store. I don't know.
You know. Don't tell me you're coming from the airport.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. We can't see each other.
And then definitely know if you live in an apartment. I ain't trying to come to an apartment.
No.
Every people spitting on buttons.
Coughing. Man, no. No.
But, you know, the one good excuse, if she do come over, like, hey, you just came from my house, take them clothes off.
Yeah, you got. Yeah,
we going to burn them.
Yeah. Them clothes done in here.
Yeah. What am I going to put on?
Nothing. Like, why you sound like that? Nothing.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's rough times right now. Very interesting.
No, this, hold on.
But also, back to music, Donald Glover dropped, like, surprise songs. We don't know if it's an album or anything, but there's a bunch of songs. We only heard one. The Summertime was on there. But other than that, it was all new songs.
How was that? In comparison to his new stuff. I mean, to his former stuff.
It's a lot of good songs.
A lot of good stuff.
There was some songs I was like, okay, that one's okay. He's experimenting a lot. But there's a lot of songs I'm like, this shit.
Yeah, you got
nice.
One.
Like,
you got a couple. All right.
So
I'm a fan of Donald Glover.
Yeah, he's great.
And then the artwork you kind of got to decipher, too. People trying to figure out what it means. Because for pieces together, it kind of reminds me of his COVID sack mixtape back in the day,
and it's just on the website, right?
It's just on that. I heard it got taken down now.
Oh,
but you also could type in.
You know, we can find it.
Yeah,
you
somewhere.
Know, you could type in, and then it will disappear when you press enter. So they're collecting data. It may be you can name the album or name something, but I put in. If you've seen the image, I put in to be an end. There has to be a beginning. And I press enter, then it disappeared.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
So they used that.
The program said, not one of these niggas. I'm out of here.
No, so this is guy. He's actually a fan of us. His name is Ace Vane on Instagram. He does he takes cartoons like Batman, Batman, like the Marvel comics, and he does like voiceovers to them.
Okay.
But he did this voiceover for this one this morning, and I just wanted to play it because this shit just sounded so funny to me. It's called Day 3 Tissue Issue.
Can you play it for us and just put it on screen?
I'm trying to see if I can. All right, let me go over here, press this.
Where y'all keep the toilet tissue in here?
Toilet tissue? What's that?
You don't know what the fuck toilet tissue is, nigga?
I do. I was trying to make a joke.
What kind of dumbass shit?
Just trying to inject some humor into, because, you know, it's no toilet tissue.
Do it look like I look like I feel like hearing fucking dumbass jokes right now? Do I look like I got a joke face to you, nigga?
No, sir.
You damn right. I sat through the whole movie of Pootie Tang and ain't cracked one fucking smile.
I don't blame you. Pootie Tang was pretty awful.
Nigga, that shit was hilarious.
I thoroughly disagree, but I'm scared to say I do.
If ain't no toilet tissue, what the fuck is everybody wiping their ass with, huh?
I don't know. No, I've been wearing a diaper.
Socks. Nigga, what?
Why you so passionate?
We all had to make sacrifices during these last few days. We decided.
Hey, chill with all that wee shit, Batman, because I ain't been doing that.
All of us have been doing it. I used my last pair.
Your last pair, but you wearing socks right now.
Nigga, I'm not putting toe jam in my booty hole. That's how you get sick. Nigga, you already sick.
This nigga got on shitty socks right now. Ain't nobody talking.
You're not using socks. How are you cleaning
your
ass?
I've been using a brown towel out the second floor bathroom.
Nigga, that's my towel.
Well, I know it. I only use the back of it, so you don't gotta.
The fuck out of the back of the towel.
Out the second
the
floor,
though. It
might
harsh.
Be asinine, but on this ass of mine, I'm using a towel.
Nigga, just wash my face. The towel has no comparison to the firm yet gentle touch of a dress sock.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt, but one of y'all could change your boy right quick. We had breakfast burritos.
Duh.
I hate it here, bro.
that shit was so funny.
That's the same one who did the
other one.
That's dope. What's his name?
His name is Ace Vane. I hit him up because I wanted to copy. I wanted to do like a real life version of one of his. But when I hit him up, he's like, "Yo, I've been a fan of y'all." He was like, "I want to work with y'all." So shout out to you, dog. That's just funny.
Keep doing it, man. Survive the corona so we can work.
That's real. Survive it out here.
You can work. You can work with us, but you can't come over.
Right? Yeah,
you can't come over.
It's all internet based.
Yeah, I don't know how you gonna animate or do voiceover. You gonna have to put some hand sanitizer on that. But
keep
yeah.
it strictly Skypey.
Harvey Weinstein.
You had to
Why
talk
you looking about? At me? Just because I'm bald with a beard, I got to talk about Harvey Weinstein.
No, yes. You brought him up early.
Yeah, so. no, I really had the question. I don't know what the update is on him. I know he's going to jail. Sentence. But is he actually, I mean, is that still working as a normal process right now.
Like like jail, regular.
Yeah.
I mean, even I don't know. Is he in jail at the moment, or he just got processed? Well, like he just got, you know what I'm saying?
He got sentenced, but he still got other court dates. He still got to go on trial in California.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, are the people that transporting him, like all that still going? The jail people I'm sure people, you know, still have to work at jails because they're still prisoners, but. Like, I don't know. How does that work out? Does it get put on hold for a second?
I mean, a trial may get put on hold, but I think they should put him in jail. This shouldn't stop him from going to jail. Because I remember, like, even the McMillions HBO special, they said when that came out, 9/11 happened.
Right.
No one didn't care about that, but the proceeding still went on. Nothing. Like, mm-hmm. that didn't stop anything. So, I know it may be a danger to, you know, to jury people and judges and lawyers, but at least if they got to stop trials, put them in jail. That's where you need to be.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to talk about. Why, when niggas out here committing crimes and doing the worst things in the world, they be healthy as can be, walking all perfect, but soon as time to go to trial,
oh, they
all
broke
of a sudden,
down.
They put so on glasses. Shit. They canes. He talking about he's sick. He's not doing well. I'm like, first, ain't no sympathy for you.
You guilty. I don't feel good.
Niggas
right
get
now.
Sick. All as soon as they start getting guilty, they get sick.
I don't feel good right now. I'm blind too. I'm deaf and I can't. Like, nigga, no.
Like, the first thing they do when they meet with their lawyers is the lawyer gives them a cane
and glasses.
And glasses.
Hey, don't shave. All right.
Here's the look for your next couple days.
Look like you have corona.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do because they won't believe you otherwise. So make sure you.
No
nigga,
sympathy.
No
sympathy.
They probably told Harvey you actually. Look perfect for this, but just add a little extra.
Yeah, you already look stupid.
Yeah, you already,
when you get out the car, walk slow.
Walk really slow.
Yeah, you're right, because when they doing the crimes and shit, they perfect. They out here chilling. Yeah.
What's the one thing you would get a little sympathy for if you go to jail? What's the one thing you'd be like, all right, maybe don't give them
sympathy for him?
For anybody, let's say that's going to jail. Okay, let me put it like this. What's the other way to kind of manipulate the public? What symptom would you say you have to try to get?
I don't even know
time?
If it's
compared to what
because like okay, Bill Cosby went blind, right?
Well, he'd been blind for
years. Yeah. But before. I mean, but that was the thing extra.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Harvey Weinstein can't walk.
Yeah.
What would you do if it was you to? What part of your body would be hurting?
This is so hard for them too because the reason Cosby don't get sympathy because he was chastising us for the music we listen to, the way we talk, the way we dress. So you. Was talking down on us and was doing that per se which
is bad. Allegedly
Harvey gets none because even raping women like you get no sympathy. I don't care.
There's nothing that could be wrong with him where you get no sympathy.
You gonna die in prison, you're gonna die in prison.
It is what it is.
For all you did, that's, you know.
Well, do we have this on there? You know, Donald Trump got tested.
And look, I want to talk about that. If he was positive, they wouldn't have said nothing.
They wouldn't have said nothing.
So I don't know if he really negative or positive.
Because that's going to...
That's panicking.
Yeah.
Oh, the commander-in-chief has it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they know.
Nah, even if he was positive, they wouldn't say it.
If he doesn't have... He's just Teflon, man. He's Teflon done. He needs to be on the cover of Feds magazine or Rick Ross album or something. Because he is Teflon done. That man... He met with... two or three other overseas constituents or whatever.
Shaking
people
hands.
That had it.
Yeah.
Two or three that had it. And this man said, doesn't worry me. I'm going out to dinner. Gonna get some McDonald's later. Live your life.
Maybe he's such a terrible person. Corona don't even want to hang out.
Yeah. It's like World War Z.
Corona said,
it's funny because remember in World War Z, we just watched the clips the other day. If you had a disease, they ran around you.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what
right.
Corona doing to Trump.
It's running, hilarious.
Even Corona don't even be around that nigga.
It's running around him.
Can't fuck with this nigga, man. I stand this nigga trying.
Like
they talking about, well, let's kill him. Nah, man, ain't even worth it.
Fuck that. Speaking of diseases, so chlamydia was found in the Arctic Ocean.
Whoa, wrong. I mean, we're talking about Corona. You jumped to chlamydia.
Oh yeah, chlamydia. Straight to it. We get into
real.
It. Here's the thing. Me and you had a theory, and I think we're right.
Okay, what was the theory?
Me and Emmanuel, that one of the last podcasts we recorded before break.
Okay.
We talked about mermaids fucking in the ocean.
Yes, we did.
Okay. We talked about this. We said, They down there. They getting ran through. Mermaid men and mermaid women are down there fucking, and we just don't know it.
But hold on. Let me throw some rocks.
Yeah, throw some rocks.
Let me throw
there.
Some seashells.
You
in this
want to hear the fact before that, or
with the chlamydia?
It don't even matter because when I watch Little Mermaid, granted it is a cartoon, but it's looking at pictures of mermaids. Where they vagina at? All below.
That's
the waist
not for us. That's not for
big,
us to know.
It's a big fin.
But sometimes you know.
So unless they just fucking.
It could open.
No,
we don't know.
It might
you
be
know.
A slit that you might know. Be a slit. It was, back then during animation, the pixels were really big.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you can't see all the details. She probably got a little slit.
Like he might attach to the ass part, and right. then like just go like this or something, and right. that's fucking for them.
I would assume mermaids are asexuals, like seahorses.
It could be, but I don't. But after this chlamydia bacteria, listen, it says. It says specific bacteria cause a chlamydia typically depends on the interaction with other organisms to survive. So when a team of researchers discovered several new chlamydia-related species deep below the Arctic Ocean in a place with no oxygen and without an apparent host organism, they were surprised. They say finding chlamydia in this environment was completely unexpected and, of course, begged the question, what on earth were they doing there? They was fucking. It's down there. Mermaids are down there fucking. I'm telling
they
y'all.
Are fucking.
And they just letting the shit off in the ocean. Now the ocean because, got chlamydia.
But they saying the ocean got chlamydia or some fish got chlamydia?
No. The Arctic Ocean got
chlamydia. So the ocean just has chlamydia.
Emmanuel, they down there fucking.
Look. It's too many. I got to keep throwing these seashells in y'all theories. There's too many things that's not adding up. It's in the Arctic Ocean. Male mermaids. You can't get your dick up in water that cold. Don't get what you say.
Cam, they're adapted mermaids. For this. They mermaid. They do this.
I believe if mermaids do exist.
That's like saying a polar bear can't get a hard on because he's in the Arctic.
Great point. But I believe if mermaids do exist, they live in tropical waters. They don't live in the Arctic.
Man, I don't know. That's a strong argument that if the ocean has chlamydia, if the ocean has chlamydia.
Ocean got chlamydia.
I mean, that opens up. Does the ocean have AIDS?
Oh God!
Is that ocean AIDS?
It might be ocean AIDS.
We got it.
Fucking. Where's Magic Johnson when you need him? We need him. He need to go do research down
that nigga,
there.
You know what? He is Magic Johnson's reverse Aquaman. He's gonna go into the ocean into to the save them. He's from land to save the chlamydia to stop the chlamydia from the ocean.
Oh shit, no,
the ocean from whatever.
They said. At a level so deep beneath the ocean surface, there's almost no oxygen, extremely high pressure. But researchers said they found the new species of bacteria were exceptionally abundant in this part of the ocean. So there's one specific part of the ocean where they just getting together and they just
orgy.
And it's chlamydia everywhere down there.
I guarantee you it's some probably rich asshole.
Yeah, some rich mermaid
some
nigga.
Some rich mermaid, probably some prince, yeah. Some douchebag.
Prince mermaid.
Constantly having orgies at his at his father's kingdom and is fucking all these redheaded hoes.
What's his name? Jason Samoa?
Yeah, Jason Samoa looking
ass
nigga.
These fin ass hoes.
These fin ass
hoes. Fin ass hoes.
Fucking scaly ass girls. fucking savage, scandalous, scaly women down
scaly
there.
Scaly broads.
And these terrible men with their tridents and shit down there.
I bet you them scaly broads underage too. You know what I'm saying? They're probably up there at Epstein
Island.
They
down there with R. Shelley.
R.
You end it right there. That's where you end it. It ain't gonna get better than that. It ain't gonna get better
R.
than that.
R. Shelley. Oh my God.
It ain't gonna get better than that.
Oh my shit. God. Dog. All I'm right, trying to think of something better. For Weinstein. I couldn't think of anything.
It ain't gonna get better than that.
Something for Weinstein. Think of something right now.
Ain't gonna get better than that.
God damn
it's
it.
Over.
So next in sports.
Jesus.
So outside of sports, everything sports being canceled, one big news, NFL is not. Stop.
They said, fuck y'all. This is what we do.
They disapproved their CBA. The league is supposed to, the new year league is supposed to start Wednesday. And DeAndre Hopkins just got traded to the Cardinals.
And you telling me.
Let's start with the draft, though.
And picks.
NFL said, we didn't stop for concussions. What the fuck you think made you think we going to stop for coronavirus? Nah, but they canceled all team flights, all team meetings pretty much. I guess you can Skype in. Maybe they'll try to handle it that way. But people are getting traded right now. Kirk Cousins got another big-ass fucking deal.
Is this selfish to trade someone right now? Because now he played for Arizona. Now you got to go to Arizona. You going to make him travel right now?
No, he's not going to travel right now. He's going to stay home until it's time to travel, and then he'll go.
And so they're still doing the draft, but they're just doing it like the live way.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Draft ain't until the end of April.
No, because I seen something.
But we don't know if he'll get worse.
Oh, if he don't know if he'll get worse.
We don't know. They shutting shit down every day.
Yeah, that's true.
So we don't know about draft.
That's true.
Everything's on pause right now. So,
now, the DeAndre Hopkins trade – bad, good, what you think?
I need to see everything. I don't know what the picks are. Say for David Johnson and picks. So as of right now, it seems like Texans won because that means they're getting a good running back.
Yeah.
And they're going to get picks, which I'm assuming at least one got to be a first-round pick. So that means you got two first-round picks now. You can draft a receiver because this is a deep receiver draft. So – you know, in the favor of not knowing all the details, it looked like Texans have won in this trade.
Fair. That's fair.
Because I don't see DeAndre Hopkins putting Cardinals over the hump.
Wide receivers never do. There's not really wide receiver. What last wide receiver was responsible for winning a Super Bowl?
Well, not knowing Super Bowl, but I will
or
say.
Or even taking them to the Super Bowl.
I will say.
Randy Moss and Tom Brady was fucking shit up.
But that's the year they didn't win.
Nah, but I will say, maybe not Super Bowl because I don't know that one, but they can come in and affect the team play because I feel like when they got Cooper.
Yeah, it could rise it, but you know, wide receivers rarely are the reason that you go to, that you make anything. You know what I'm saying? They might take it. Really, it's defense, quarterback. Those are the main things. Like, wide receiver, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much they really make. They make the game entertaining as fuck.
They might boost morale.
But I don't know how much they're. What would you say?
Certain ones, Randy Moss. You get a Randy Moss. Like
Randy Moss never won anything. I mean, he didn't win anything.
Well, his overall team was bad. But I'm just saying, you put him on a good team, he gonna fuck some shit up.
I feel like if
certain
I feel like the
whole, I love Randy Moss.
Season would have been different.
You jackass.
Whole season would have been different if Brown, Sanu, and what's your boy? Weed boy.
Josh Gordon.
And Gordon. I said Weed.
Weed boy.
And Gordon would have all been on the Patriots.
Speaking of, that's legal now. Marijuana. But
I just feel like the season would have been different.
I don't know if it's necessarily legal, but they don't kick punishments on it, which I hope benefits these two defensive guys we have on our team.
But that's three receivers, though. That's not one guy coming and affecting. But that's three.
Yeah, if you got
but
three times.
Season would have been different, I feel like. It would have been a little different.
Right.
Yeah, I think they would have probably went a little further than they did. But, I think a wide receiver can affect the team. But if you're right, I don't think it's going to take them to a whole.
It just depends who your team. If that was the one missing piece that needs you to get over the hump, then but that ain't Arizona Cardinals.
No,
look at all the teams with the best receiver, I mean, Odell Beckham when he was in New York, it didn't do nothing. He ain't damn sure do nothing with the Browns.
Yeah.
Who's on the Falcons? I mean, Julio Jones. Julio. They went to a Super Bowl, but was it just him or was it a combination of shit?
It's a wrap for that.
It's always going to be a combination of shit. It's a team sport.
I mean, but it's a bomb quarterback can take you far as hell and can possibly win.
But if you don't got no core, no receiving core, you think still? Well, then go with Brady. Well, Brady can.
Exactly. He's proven it.
He's proven it.
I don't know. What's his name? Who was on your team when Peyton was?
Oh, we had wide receiver.
Thomas. We had Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, and then we had Julius Thomas. We had Edelman.
Oh, yeah. Y'all had core.
We had Eric Decker at the time.
Y'all had Edelman.
I mean, not Edelman. Or Welker.
Wes Welker.
Welker, yeah. So.
Yeah, people. Even Peyton had Marvin and Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
Shit, even Patrick got Tyreek and Kelsey. Yeah. And
he got a young squad.
Some other niggas. It's a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much it, you know.
That's pretty
good. What do y'all want to come back? I guess football?
I was enjoying NBA.
I wanted to see this. Was the first season where everything was a little more even. So
they were talking about possibly if things come back within a couple weeks, let's say that they may just play playoffs, go straight to playoffs.
I'm not mad at that.
What do you think about that? You only can be mad if your team ain't in it. Was in contention,
right?
Yeah. Other than that, if you just watching from afar,
like this is the first NBA season. Like I was watching regular games too, lot of regular games. Right. Like it was actually I would like to see the NBA come
but
back.
Of course. All I care about is that draft right now.
Goddamn right. Yeah, that draft, that's going to lose a lot of money, but whatever. We'll see what happens as long as our teams get what the fuck we want.
Everybody's losing. And see, that's the scariest thing about Corona. Like, people are losing hundreds of millions of dollars, corporations. So for them to allow that, it got to be somewhat serious in a way.
Yeah.
So he's like, that's what scares me the most. I just like to follow the money because that's usually going to tell you what the facts and truth are. And they are willing to let that much money go, maybe a little serious.
I'm telling you, the CEOs are going to Mars, man. That's what's happening. They're hopping on a ship right now. They're going with Elon Musk. They hopping on a ship. They're going to Mars.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck.
They leaving us down here with this chlamydia infested oceans.
The chlamydia oceans. They must have known about the chlamydia oceans.
They say we out of here.
They're like, oh, they know the AIDS ocean's coming next. They know it's coming.
They say we getting the fuck.
Ocean AIDS is here, my nigga. We need to protect ourselves.
We are out.
But in all honesty, protect yourselves against coronavirus. Do what they say. Wash your hands.
Social distance.
Social distance. Stay away from people. I hear if somebody was trying to invite somebody over, I said, nah, just stop.
All right. So, all right. As soon as we done, let's have this group meeting and let's go to the grocery store.
All right. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Let's
get out of here. All right, y'all. Peace. We'll see you next week. We love you. Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.